What's up, everyone? Happy Monday. Welcome back. What's up? Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I made a funny face.
Oh, did you? I was looking down. I was trying to open my notes.
I don't have any like jokes to do today. Anyway.
All right. Today we're talking about feeling stuck.
Yes. That's a good topic.
All right. It is a good topic. You want to kick off? We're going to talk. We're going to talk about it in two different or from two different like vantage points.
Yes.
The first we'll jump into if you're like a hair pro trying to build a clientele, trying to build your career.
And you just feel stuck.
And you feel stuck. So what can you do there? And then on the other side, as a business owner, you're feeling stuck maybe with driving business or
building
whatever. Building your team, things like that. So, and we'll dive in. And our goal is to make this show a quick one.
Yeah.
Because we waited till the last minute. And here we are.
I was going to say, because you don't want to feel stuck, so we need to give you some quick points to unstick you.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny way of saying that.
Anyway.
If you guys do need a joke, I got one anyway.
All right. So this is going well. All right. So clientele. You want to build a clientele.
Yes.
Or somebody comes to you, Jen, and says, I want to build my clientele. Mm-hmm. I feel stuck. I feel like I've built a little, like a small clientele, and you know, maybe you're like 30% booked or something, but you want to like double that.
And we do in our salon get this often of people that are, they want to be, whether it's grow it faster or just grow it in general, they want to be busier, quicker. These are things that we face having a staff at Hello consistently, right? There are conversations we're having all the time.
Yeah, for sure. I forget where I was going. So talk. That's when you talk. Okay. You're co-host.
So the way I always approach
where,
it.
Where would you start?
Says,
yeah.
Yeah. Like what comes to mind first, I'll say, you know, I usually ask, what's your vision for your future? Like, what did you think, whether it was coming out of school or what did you think that was going to happen that maybe didn't? So I can get sort of like, I need to wrap their mind around why they're not feeling the progress quick enough, not from my point of why I see it, right? So I want to know sort of what page are they on. Then I can help them.
Where their head's at, right?
Yeah, and kind of feel like, okay, well, you're saying this and you're like, some people want a snail's pace and they think they want to be sprinting. But then when they start talking, I'm like, you're talking like the snail's pace is sort of like where you're mentally can handle. But anyway, so once I get that, my head wrapped around that with them, then it's, you know, the next thing is, if they're under our roof, I know what Todd and I do as the owners of Hello in order to get our presence out and get people coming in consistently. So my question to them is then like, well, what are you doing to support all of the work that we're doing? And then I let them, you know, kind of go through what they're doing. Usually at that point, they're staring at me like a deer in headlights. Like, I thought just showing up was enough. It's not. It's never going to be enough just showing up. It is not going to be enough.
It's not.
So then we lay out kind of, you know, things that would work for them. Generally, it's going to be posting on your social platforms consistently. And I think this is where the big hiccup comes, because consistent to some people are putting up 5 posts in one day and then not posting again. Consistently means showing up and posting daily or every other day. Like what, again, I'll say to them, what can you commit to? So if that was 3 posts a week, then let's get 3 posts a week for the next 3 months. Then we can build off that. Don't try to, again, sprint and throw up all your content in one day and you feel like that's enough to hold you over. That is not consistent. So we dial that in, because a lot of times it's like you talk about the gym often. I think, you know, people are like, I want to run a 5K. And so they just think if they go and run for 3 days, they're all set. Like you need a plan. You need a plan to be working out and practicing and consistently doing these reps in order to be able to run that 5K when it comes on your calendar.
Use a marathon as an example, because a 5K, you could probably just go out and jog out a 5K.
Well, not everybody could. Yes, we could, but not everybody could.
No,
so
everybody could.
Like, what?
Everybody can run a 5K. You're not going to set records, but yeah, you can make it through 3 miles. What is it, 3.1 or 3.2 miles?
3.12. Okay, fine. Switch out.
I used to argue all the time. People would be like, there's no way I need to train for months for that. I'm like, no, you do not.
Whatever. So
I
go run a marathon, train for that. Blah, blah, blah.
Go ahead.
So I have to, I do feel with a lot of people, I have to define what consistency is and them to understand what consistency truly means. And that's the magic component that most people fall flat on and can't can't maintain it. And that's why they're back to probably listening to this podcast and like, why do I feel stuck? Oh yeah, I'm not doing those things consistently. And for us at Hello, Todd has set up the bio page for our staff and all of their bios link to their Instagram. So you're in a world now where people are looking for your work and can find it instantly, right? But if you don't have that updated and everyone else in your salon does, you're probably getting looked over. And again, that's on you. And that's always a hard pill to swallow, I feel, for people when they realize like it's the work they're not doing. Because I know what we do and we do it consistently. It's whether we want to or not. There are days where you're like, oh, I don't want to do this, but we realize we are running a business. So we have to show up and do things consistently. So that, I think, is where I start with people, kind of like, what are they doing and what else can they be doing?
And is is it an honest effort?
Yes. And then exactly. And that may not be an easy conversation to be have, like, okay, be had, because it's generally not. So now I have to point out all of the things that they're not doing in order for them to understand what they should be doing or could be doing, right?
Yes. All right. I'm back. We had a little hiccup there, a little technical issue. So if there's a glitch, that's because I edited the part out where we were trying to figure out what the hell was going on. So Jen, you were talking about something we do with our staff and like just going through the exercise of asking yourself. So if you're listening out there and you're like, that's great, but I'm not on your staff. I'm on someone else's staff. So you need accountability.
Yes.
Because you need to ask yourself if you're putting in the honest effort, or you need to be in a situation where somebody will be honest with you and have that candor and have that ability to be like, this might be a tough pill to swallow, but it's going to help you in the end. Mm-hmm. You're not really putting in a lot of effort here.
Right.
Or the effort you're putting in is focused on the wrong thing. Yeah. And X, Y, and Z would help you get over that plateau.
Or absolutely.
Right? And
go ahead.
I was just going to say, I love that you said this isn't an easy pill for people to swallow, or however you put it before we had a technical issue there, because it's not, but it's real and it's how you grow. It's if you allow yourself to be in the position with, you know, an owner or manager or somebody where you're explaining things, you opening up yourself to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And that's where you're going to grow too, when you hear those things. Not just when you, the last thing you want is an echo chamber. The last thing you want is you're doing everything right, which is probably what like advice you would get from like a friend. Like, I don't know what else.
If you were doing everything right, you wouldn't feel stuck.
Right. Right.
And your stuck would be a different conversation.
You might be. You might just need to shift into the second gear. Like it's, you know, you might have done everything right because you are going to hit plateaus through your career all the time, constantly. Right. So go ahead. You were going to go into professional development, you said.
I was. But I want to circle back because you said something important, which was, okay, guys, what if I'm not in your salon? Then I think at this point, if you're feeling stuck, you have to go to whoever is in your salon that mentors you or leads your team. I don't know what that looks like. Todd and I, we lead our team. So we are who they would go to. We are their, we are their owners. We are their mentors. We are their leaders. Like we are there to do all of this stuff. So it's very clear where our staff goes when they need help, right? That's not, if your owner is not who you go to, then whatever the mentor, the manager, whoever that person is, that's where you go. And this is the greatest thing ever. Just say, I feel stuck. And then can we have a meeting? Like a lot of times I think people get tripped up and like, well, I don't know what to say. What, like, where do I go with this? Like, this is very easy. I feel stuck. Can you help me? And
allow yourself to be led. Allow somebody to coach you through it.
Correct.
Yeah. You don't have to know what
to say. Let them help you. Exactly. And then hopefully they're able to do all the things that we just said. And if not, then you could refer back to the podcast. Well, I was listening to this podcast and they said, you know, maybe I need to be doing these things. Like, what do you think? So you can lead that conversation. But I would start it with, I feel stuck. Can you help me? The next part I was going to go into was, are you truly working on professionally developing? And I say truly because watching videos or going to just demos of hair is not enough. You need to be practicing. So in our salon, I do demos and then I have people either practice on real human hair, like real heads, like real clients, or they're practicing on mannequins. And this is happening every single week, every single day, depending on the individual person. So demos
needs to work on.
What's that? Yeah. Yes. And the demos are great.
It's customized. So
Yes, demos are great, but if you don't actually apply it, you didn't learn anything, because I can make everything look simple. And that's not me saying I'm amazing, but I've been doing hair for 25 years. So if you watch me, it's like, whoa, I could just do that. Then when you go to do it and you feel like you have two left hands, you're like, why is this so hard? It's just because you need to be practicing it. That's all. And then it will get as easy for you as it is for me. But if you don't do the actual effort, it's not just watching, it's then putting in those practices on either mannequins or real people. That's where the magic happens. And the more you do that, the better you get. Then when you have these clients in your chair, they're going to come back to you because they feel your improvements.
Dude, you just said two left hands and I'm left-handed.
Sorry, you'd have two right hands.
Was that an attack on the left-handed community?
No, I'm right-handed. I would never attack the left-hand community. You're all amazing. We have all a geniuses couple of lefties.
We have a lot of left-handed people.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. We were talking about it the other day and I was like, wait, you're all left-handed?
Yeah. So like, all you lefties, you're going to feel like you have two right hands when you start to do stuff. I think
the client was like, I'm left-handed too. And I'm like, what is happening? Yeah. It was like
there's a lefty surge going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's good. Is there any like actionable anything else other than going to the person, being open, putting in the work, putting in the reps, like anything else that's an action step that we can give someone to take?
Feeling you could hire a mentor. And you could, so I've hired mentors for us, we have to help us in the business. I've had hired them to help me professionally grow faster. So I've hired mentors to just be like, hey, I want to learn. Like a few years ago, it was extensions. I took a class, I've watched videos. I need you to work one-on-one with me because I want to get there quicker. So it's, again, it comes back to you and your accountability. So if you're sitting there and like, I'm not learning fast enough, well, you may need to hire someone to work with you one-on-one to get there where you want to be, or you've gone to your salon mentor and you're not getting those answers. That's a whole different podcast of maybe that's not the right salon for you. Right. But we're talking individually. So like you have to reach out and you may need to hire a mentor to learn how to communicate. Like there's so many things that a mentor can help you do. So the action step is, you know, make sure you're doing things consistently, whatever it is. Professional development, you need to be doing it consistently. Posting on your social platforms, you need to be doing it consistently. And consistent for you and someone next to you are very different. So what can you actually commit to that you will keep doing?
I love it. And yeah, perfect. We can move into, so now you are a business, what'd you say?
Raise the roof.
Perfect.
You're a business owner.
From a business owner's vantage point. So yes. Jen, I'm a business owner and I just feel stuck. Like I feel like I'm doing things right, but my business isn't growing. Or we saw some growth, but it was like, you know, 2%. Like it was
not enough.
I want more.
Yeah.
So what would you say there starting out? I know what I would
say. So this is where I have a couple points, but you're going to have to talk on these because I'm not well versed in them. So I start first in what I know our business needed, which was digital marketing and our footprint on the internet. Like, so people actually know we existed, right? Because we were a new business. We're celebrating 4 years coming up this year in May. We opened the doors, cool. Like, Hello Hair Co., bright yellow. I love it. It's awesome. But no one else fucking cares or even knows that we are even doing hair. So that I could tell all the people I know, my family knows, great, but that's not enough to grow a business. So you can talk a little bit about, because I do feel like the digital marketing is where a lot of owners need to arrive in 2024. So kind of what that would look like for them, because that's where I would start. I think it's your biggest bang for your buck, the biggest way to grow your business. It's a marathon still, but by doing this starting right away, you are going to grow over the next couple of years.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks for sort of the question lead up.
Yeah.
the setup there.
I can't speak to it well, and I know you can. So
I can, but I do want to say the person that does our digital marketing, I just had a phone call with last week or the week before so that we can work through some stuff. And he's going to come on the show because he has some information to share. And I feel like he would bring value to people and help them understand more of why the stuff that I'm probably going to talk about in a second, why that's important, or a little bit of like how when you leverage Google, like why do you have to do it in certain ways? Like you don't have to, but if you want to get in front of more people, you should do it this way.
Right.
And he can get into specifics of like what that all looks like. And I'm excited. Like we went over, for example, our pay per clicks. And I know on average it's an average, but I know about to the cent how much each click on the internet costs me, costs Hello. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's very cool. The first thing you want to do when you want to establish your online presence, which you need to do in 2024, you have to, is you have to have your foundations solid. So what are you building? You're going to need a mission, vision, core values. I know we talk about that, so I'm not going to beat it to death here, but it's important because if you don't have a defined direction,
you're lost.
Your branding, your culture, all that stuff's going to be weird. And people are going to see one thing online that's not actual reality. So it's important that when somebody finds you online, that you're getting that feeling of your brand in an honest way to them. So if you, whatever, if something's off and it just, like when people arrive, they're not going to like that. They'll feel like they're almost caught off guard. Makes sense. So if you are posting all the time and it's always like, say, for example, you're posting and you're like, I'm only using these shots because this was when the salon was clean. But then I arrive from my haircut or whatever, beard trim or whatever I'm getting going on. And I'm like, this place is filthy. Like you need to have it be consistent, right?
That's a great example.
You don't have those foundations laid out. What are you operating from? Just how you feel every day? Because we all know our emotions change. Right. One day I have a ton of energy. Yesterday I went in, I had low energy to cut hair. But you can't just operate your business that way. It has to stay consistent as far as your branding and what you're putting out there. And then are you even active online? And when I say online, social media, yeah, sure, whatever. But like, are you creating long form content? If not, you need to. And it's a lot easier to do than what people think. Our long form content is this podcast. And then we do blogs, which I've been slacking hard on, but
we do not do blogs. Todd does blogs.
Okay, whatever. But when you blog, like I have blogs from years ago that they just live online and consistently every month people are reading them. I don't know why people are reading them. It's usually just my thoughts on stuff and I'm usually pretty like direct, but people are reading them like years later. So it lives on there. It's you create it once and then you can draw from it. And it's important. And you can use keywords and all that stuff. But the important thing is that you're doing it. And when I say you're doing it, it doesn't have to be you. Maybe someone on your staff likes blogging. Have you talked to them? Maybe you have somebody that, you know, thought they wanted to be a writer when they were in school and they love writing. They would love the opportunity. And maybe you can pay them for blogs and you do one a month or two a month. And then you say to that person, I'll make it really easy and give you what I would do. I would say to that person, we're going to try this for a month. And then if that works for you and it works for me, then we'll extend it. And maybe we'll look at 6 months and what that looks like. And then you talk about it. And that way you give yourself almost an out. If, I mean, you'll probably know after the first month if the person doesn't, right?
Yeah, that's step one.
Yeah, step one, just have it done.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to deliver a message. Right. And so recently I was reading about Google and how a lot of people think that if you write like a 4,000 word blog essay and you have all your keywords and this and that in there, that that is what Google rewards. And it might have been in the past, but I read recently that Google would take that short couple of paragraphs blog if you answered somebody's question, if you brought value. If you solved a problem for somebody that was searching for that problem through Google and Google knows that it can depend on you, it's going to put your shit in front of more people.
Right.
It's what it does. That's what Google's job is to pair people that are looking for whatever information with said information. And it does that by crawling through your website with bots and all that stuff that Chris will probably talk about when we have him on. But it finds those like replies. Like Google's not giving you the answer. Google's finding the answer for you. And that's actually a good lesson because a lot of business owners think they need to have all the answers. Google doesn't even have all the answers. They
need to know where to find it.
Need to know where to find them.
Right.
So as far as online, I think, the biggest thing was without getting like detailed stuff, like
the
click, but make sure you've claimed your Google My Business listing. If you haven't, create one. If you haven't, you have to have that. It's how people are going to find you. Update that. I still update that at least once a month, every other week. I try to slap photos up there, try to peek at the hours, make any adjustments. You can go through and just let Google know that you're active and that you're trying. And I feel like I get rewarded because our numbers absolutely skyrocketed for online bookings and first-time clients finding us through online searches, obviously.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And then, so do you have any questions or anything on that?
No, I think that's great. Okay. I think
The
simpler, the better. Like, so for me as an owner, if I was listening to this podcast, I'd be like, that sounds like so much work. So I luckily have a partner that took it on. But so we hire a company to help, and Todd works with that so that it does all of these things, right? We don't have to know how to do it all. We just need to find the team that we want to work with to help us do these things. You don't, like you said, you don't want to do it. You just have to find someone and hire them to do it.
Yeah. Have a website. Have a professional do a website, not like your friend from school, but have a professional do a website so that it's set up properly and so that it is friendly to search engines. And somebody that I don't build websites, so I don't know how to do that, but somebody that does build websites will, I can set you up with somebody that builds websites if that's what you need to. If you have your website set up correctly, it's pretty easy to go in and add a blog, right? And have the person that built your website just show you how to do that. It should be super simple. And then just go on there and just start blogging. And it, like I said, it doesn't have to be perfect. And then by doing that stuff, what it does too is when you have this long form content, you can break it down. Like, so for our social media page on Hello Hair Pro, all I do is break these podcasts into little pieces. And those are the reels and the stories. Same thing with your blog. If you don't know what to post on social media, pull a little excerpt from your blog and talk about it or explain it on your Instagram stories or whatever. So that, say, hey, go check out my blog. Here's what you can find in there. And there's a short form piece of content now that you can use too. So you're able to sort of recycle or upcycle or whatever, but you're creating one big thing that's going to live forever. And then you can always go back to it too. Like a year later, you can go on there and be like, hey, this blog did really well, which means it's connecting with people. Create more around that. The last thing I'll say, and it's not to do with online presence or anything, is, and you mentioned mentors, is find yourself a mentor. You'll probably need a mentor or different mentors for various stages. So you'll go through where you are just setting your business up. And if you don't know what to do there, have a mentor. It doesn't have to be a paid person. It doesn't have to be us. It could be your uncle that owned 6 bakeries or whatever in New York back in the day. And he knows how the shit works. You know what I mean? Yep. Just find somebody because you need a team. You need a team. I think that's it. Do you have anything else?
The only other thing I would say, and this is something that Todd and I do, and we will be there tomorrow, is as a business owner, you should also professionally develop yourself. So like tomorrow, Todd and I are at our distributor. It doesn't cost us any money. And we're going to sit in on a class that's just about someone talking about numbers and things like that. You know, we hope to get great things out of it or inspired or a topic that like, oh, we didn't think of it that way. But we also as owners need to step out of our salon and professionally develop ourselves and be around other salon owners so we can see kind of what's trending out there, like things that are happening under our roof. Are they normal? Are other salons seeing it? You know, how are they getting through that? And that just gives us just different feedback and a new perspective so that we can be better leaders and owners and mentors to our staff. So if you're only in your salon 24/7, you're going to start like kind of walking with like your head in the sand. You're not seeing what else is going out there, or it's very easy then to feel alone, which again makes you feel stuck. So by getting out and getting to some, you know, business type classes or around other salon owners is just going to help you really open your eyes to sometimes being like, wow, everyone else is dealing with the same thing. I'm not alone. Now you feel less stuck, and then you can see what's working for them or what's not. So you can implement new strategies and systems into your business so that it can grow and will start growing again.
I love it. And be careful with your friends. So say you have a friend that you talk to who owns a salon as well, right? And we have friends that own salons, obviously. Just be careful that you're not getting into an echo chamber, like I mentioned earlier, where you're like, I don't know what else to do. And then your friend is like, yeah, you're doing everything right. Like, that's not what you need. You don't need someone to co-sign what you're doing. You need someone to show you what the next steps are and how to get there. So
the hard conversation, the real conversation.
Yeah. And I can think of one person off the top of my head. She's probably listening, that I feel like when I talk to her, when she's in our salon, there's like, it's not that. She's like, what do you guys think about this? And then she'll ask a question and then I'll give an answer. And then she'll go, okay, that's what I was thinking too. Or I saw it this way. And it's a healthy conversation because it's not just like, yeah, that sounds right. You know what I mean?
Right.
She would call you out if you were wrong about something or if she thought about it a different way. And that would be welcome. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think even like the thing tomorrow, we don't use any of the products of the brand that's represented, and we're just there to hear somebody that's outside of our, you know, direct circle.
Curious, right?
Talk. And you can almost always pull some sort of magical nugget from a day. It's rare that the whole day is a complete wash. We've talked about education before that we've been to that we're like, that was a complete waste of time.
Yeah.
So even if you're like, I don't know if I need that, if you have an opportunity to sit in on something, just sit in. You might not need it, but
you never know.
But also you might pull the biggest nugget out that helps your business, you know, accelerate beyond even what you thought was possible.
You at least have to try. And you just got to do something different than what you're doing today. And it will either help you or not, but at least try.
All right. Cool. I think we're good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.